What's up, everybody? Just want to let you know that By the Hood is powered by MDC Strategy. So Corey and I have partnered with several other educators and investors to create MDC Strategy. Just want to let you know this is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a fake internet guru selling you dreams of wealth. This is a community of educators and investors who believe in the power of community and shared ideas. We share information about real estate, long-term stock investing, precious metals, options trading, cryptocurrency, and much, much more. To get more information, go to mdcstrategy.com.
Boom. We are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Friday Live Show, brought to you by the Hood, powered by MDC Strategy. I just like saying powered by. It's kind of like, you know, weird. What's up, Corey? Well, you know, I got my brother Corey here. This is our Friday show. We come on and talk about any and everything known to man in business, personal finance, you know, ratchetness, memes, whatever we want to talk about. How are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm living, so I ain't gonna complain about living. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just doing the same things, man. Like, I'm taking care of the kids taking, you know, taking the, you know, doing their thing, and everything is everything. You know?
Life's good. Yeah, man. So, oh man, listen, I got a lot going on, like I was telling Cole before we came on, but we are here for this Friday show. Brittany is pulled up. What's up, Brittany? Kate Diggy is in the building. What's up, Kate Diggy? And as you know, we're going to talk about our main topic, you know, whatever else comes to our mind. Oh, I see the love buttons coming. Everybody, yo, please hit the like button, the love button. Let's get them up. Adrian is in the building. What's up, Adrian? For those that are listening to the audio of this, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate all the audio listeners as well. The Detroit is in the building. Jamil, what up, though? You know what I'm saying? Your city showed out for the draft last night. That was dope. Cookie is in the building. Cookie says, good evening, everyone. Happy Friday. Hey, Cookie. Thank you for joining us. For everybody that joined us, hit the love button.
Good evening.
Show us some love. Yes, you saw the title of this episode, Examining Tesla. Is it on the path of Enron's infamy? I was playing, you know, word salad with the title. I could have just said, yo, is Tesla scamming? But, you know, I tried to make it a little bit different. Emeka says, new here. Greetings. Well, welcome. We always love to have new folks come kick it with us on a Friday. We have fun on our live stream. We do a Bitcoin giveaway, so please make sure you stay around and get some free Bitcoin.
And you ain't got a lot of kick it.
You don't got a lot of kick it. You know, we have fun and talk about all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, y'all see my drawing title. Is it on the path of Enron's infamy? I was wilding with that one, but you know, I mean, like I've been listening to a lot of Planet Asia lately, so I just wanted to, like, you know, flex my pen game.
Yo, Planet Asia and Skazu will raise your level, raise your vocabulary.
Yeah, Skazu too. Skazu was definitely dumbfire, but Planet Asia, man, I know a lot of folks don't mess with Planet Asia, but I'm a huge Planet Asia fan. For those that don't know, Kate Diggy said, Doc's team is about to fumble the series. Doc's team will fumble every series because Doc is their coach. My man Doc living off that one chip shot. No disrespect to Doc, man, but let's keep it up. Let's keep it honest, man. People fail to realize that. I remember Doc coaching Orlando, and they booted his ass out of there. Doc going to Boston.
They didn't have a dynasty in Orlando.
Yeah, he turned down Tim Duncan for something nutty. But, yo, when he went to Boston, here's the part that people forget. They were getting rid of Doc until they got the big three in. Doc was on his way out for losing. They got the big three in, and his whole legacy has changed. No disrespect to Doc, because Doc was a solid player on a team with Dominique and Spud and Kevin Willis.
He wasn't even that bad of a coach. Like, he coaches bad teams well, but he doesn't coach good teams well. Like when
can't
the Clippers
over the hump to win a chip.
Yeah, like when the Clippers was terrible. Like, the whole team was hurt. He coached them to be, like, had a 50-win season with Tobias Harris as their best player. So, but then, you know what I mean? You get Embiid and Kawhi Leonard.
Don't let the game get close, and y'all got to cook something up because you get nothing. GC is in the building. What up, GC? Peace and blessings from Toledo, Ohio. We got Ohio checking in. Mrs. Phoenix, how are you? Our brother, V-Don, is in the building. What's good, Don? How are you, brother? That's our guy, Don. Listen, man, we're going to talk a little bit about Enron. We are going to talk about, you know, a lot of stuff, man. We're going to see what content and things Corey been consuming. But let's start with our main topic, man, because I do got some other topics I want to talk about too. But let's start with our main topic, man. Our main topic, and let me share this first. San Antonio, Texas for the week. I was about to make a Charles Barkley comment, but I'm gonna leave it alone. Don said he's in San Antonio. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna leave it alone. But I want to share this with you, right? So, how many people know who Dustin Moskovitz is? Do you know who Dustin Moskovitz is, Cor?
I have no idea.
A lot of people don't know who Dustin Moskovitz is, but I'm getting ready to share with y'all. I'm going to share his Wikipedia page. Dustin Moskovitz is an American billionaire, internet entrepreneur. He is the co-founder of Facebook, now known as Meta. It was him, Eduardo Saverin, Mark Zuckerberg, Andrew McCollum, and Chris Hughes who all found Facebook. He left Facebook in 2008 to co-found Asana. So Forbes reports that Moskovitz is the youngest self-made billionaire in the world. On the basis, here's the crazy part. He owned 2.34% of Facebook. I like to point that out for another reason. This has nothing to do with the topic of the show or anything, but I see sometimes real estate deals that are syndicated or certain things, and people be like, well, you can get a small percent. I remember people clowning Jay-Z for his percentage. I mean, even though Jay-Z's percentage was kind of wild when he owned the Nets, but we have this thing specifically in our community where we would rather own 100% of nothing than 2% of something that has the ability to be what Facebook is. That's as an aside. That's just my opinion. Corey may think different. Or Corey, what's your opinion on that?
I agree. I would rather have 2% of Facebook than 100% of any company that any of y'all own.
it's one of the reasons why I be laughing with some of my real estate compadres, right? Because they always hit me with the, in real estate is leverage. I said, well, in stocks is leverage too. It's a different type of leverage, right? And what I mean by that is I can own a portion of a company where I don't have to be the CEO. I don't have to be the janitor. It's a whole bunch of people out there working and doing, whatever they're doing. And I get to reap a part of the benefit of that. That's leverage too. It's a whole different type of leverage. But I'm reading who Dustin Moskovitz is for a specific reason. He is a billionaire. He's worth about $18 billion. He's the youngest billionaire, according to Forbes, that there is. And he's Facebook is, his biggest score, but he also has invested in several other things as well, right? So here's why I'm sharing this. It's a little bit of context to the other thing that I'm getting ready to share. So let's do that for a second. All right, here we go. Here we go. Dak Prescott voice. All right, so this is him. I was on Threads the other day and saw this and said, whoa. So this is on Facebook's version of Twitter, which is Threads. And he says, I know I sound crazy to most people who don't follow Tesla closely, but at this point, it really needs to be said. This is Enron now, folks. It may keep going, but people are going to jail at the end. The data is presented in fraudulent ways, and it doesn't say what they claim it says, even when they make it up. hold on. That's foul. Tesla has committed consumer fraud on a massive scale, from lying about FSD ranges and recently unconfirmed even inflating odometers. Many times now, also securities fraud. He clapping at their necks.
He had the whole wig right now.
Yeah, so I wanted to share that because this isn't just like a random person on a social site saying this. This is someone who has a little bit of credibility. And he said at the very end of that, many times now, also securities fraud. So this is kind of wild for someone with his stature to say that. Now, of course, anything that happens on the internet, you're going to have conspiracies and all that. So there are a lot of folks. I know Corey was slandering Tesla like 7 years ago, talking about how they trash and they lie on their books. But you were just talking based upon not necessarily lying, but based upon the actual numbers they reported, you was calling trash.
Yeah, they're garbage.
You were saying the numbers they reported are calling trash versus their value, right? So you were calling them overvalued at the time. And there are a lot of people who feel that way. But then there's another contingent of the internet who feels like Musk is standing up for First Amendment rights with his purchase of X. So now he's being attacked in different ways, right? There was a Wall Street Journal article that recently came out about Elon Musk as well. Let me see if I can find that article. So I don't even need to read the article to you. Just the headline is crazy. Let's see. I'm gonna try to find this joint for you, but it basically was saying that let me see, Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk. Let's see the recent news. Yeah, they clapped at him. But it was a recent article about Elon Musk and his cars and how terrible he is and how Democrats are no longer driving his cars. And I know that sounds crazy, but they made up a huge percentage because there are the people who care about
electric cars.
Yes. But because of his like behavior in terms of DEI and some of the things he says on Twitter, they're like walking away from him, and it's causing a huge thing. Let me see. So let me see if I can find the article. I don't know if anybody has saw that. I mean, let me see. Man, it's crazy. So many articles about Boyd, and I actually looked it up, and it's like, it's so many articles about him.
7 million articles.
To yeah. Go along. All right, here we go. This article, their headline is even wild, too. Look at the headline of this article from the Telegraph. Democrats abandon Tesla as Musk turns right-wing influencer. So they straight called him a right-wing influencer, but that's the gist of the article that just came out. It was saying that they gave the actual statistics on it. Like it was crazy numbers, like 60% of them just stopped driving Teslas and don't mess with it based upon his behavior on social media. So a lot of people feel like he's being attacked from different ways, that this whole thing about it being an Enron fraud isn't true. But there are also people who are it's almost like it took the first person to say it for people to then co-sign, like, yeah, you ain't lying, like something fishy going on.
But I mean, the boy been poo shiesty, like he been he had the poo shiesty on since he been out. Like he made one legit deal, and then all the rest of the deals been less than legit. Like he made the first legit deal with PayPal, and then, you know what I mean, he sold his portion of PayPal, and then everything else from that point was, you know what I mean?
So there's a lot of people that break down like a lot of the things that he gets credit for, and they talk about how he basically just is successful because of government funding. People like to call him a genius, and you know, but he plays I think he's sly, and being sly is sometimes crazy because that can go one way, that can go evil or use for good. But let me get to some of these comments and we'll get back to it. Jose says peace. Jose is in the building. What's up, brother? Ant Dog said diamond Tesla hands. Okay, we'll see. Time will tell. Listen, man,
congratulations.
It's only so long fake thugs can pretend. GC says he was the youngest until Austin Russell did it a bit younger. What was Austin Russell behind? GC, if you don't mind me asking. Tay is in the building. Tay says, hey, what's up, Tay? What up, Dan? I hope Dan is watching as well. Jose says, smash the like love button as you come in. Appreciate that, Jose. Adrian says, I'm still kicking myself for not buying Facebook when the stock first came out at 20-something. Yeah. The thing is, and this is what I always tell people when they say I get mad that I didn't buy when it first came out. The question is, would you have held it? That's the question, because that ride to where they are now wasn't a straight ride up. That's the interesting thing about people always, like when people always look back at stocks, like if my granddad only had bought one share of XYZ, I'm like, but would it have been held the entire time? Buying it is the easy part. I tell this to people in Bitcoin all the time. It's easy to be happy now when we are 70, but I know we're going to take a 30% drop. Are you going to have the gonads to like stand there like I am and just laugh and keep living life? And it ain't something that, you got to build that up, right? So anyway. GC says, I think Alexander Wang beat Austin out, though. Hold up. Alexander Wang been around a long time. How old is Alexander Wang? This is a different Alexander Wang. Let me look this up. Unless we're talking about, CEO of Scale AI, that Alexander Wang. He spelled DR. That's why I knew it was somebody different. He is 27. I don't know, but shout out to him, though. Shout out to everybody out there creating value and innovating. So Emeka says, Musk may go down as the fall guy and next Elizabeth Holmes when it's all said and done if they can't deliver. That is a nasty legacy right there. Like, Elizabeth Holmes is straight nasty work. Like, there's like 7 documentaries out about just how ridiculous she was.
Yeah, her and what's the boy that took all the pension funds?
He got movies. You talking about Madoff?
Yeah, man. They made like 7 documentaries and movies about him too, boy. Like,
I watched all of them.
The fraudulence.
The interesting thing about fraud docs is this: when you watch them in retrospect, you sit back and say, "Yo, how do people fall for that?" And then it occurs to you that they're victims, but all the victims were greedy as hell.
Well, not the pension fund people.
Dog, the pension fund people were greedy as hell too, because all they were looking at is returns on their pension fund. If somebody is literally just handing you something saying I'm making 40%, but you can't physically, like, you don't have access to anything, he's making these things up on typewriters. Like, nobody. So here's the thing: if all the market is behaving one way and some of the best people in the world are making this, but this guy's over here making this, and you're just okay with it because he consistently makes you this, it's a certain level of greed that comes into that, right? And it's also a certain level of conditioning. You often talk about environments and condition. So yeah, he was conditioning these people to have these returns, and he was always able to pay out by just running the Ponzi. He's one example, but a lot of these different things you actually see, and sometimes you don't want to victim blame because no one deserves to be scammed or taken from. But, you know, some stuff is just wild. I still get stuff in my inbox every day, bro. Like, yo, be a part of this ICO. First of all, who's having an ICO in 2024? Stop it. That's the one thing. No, I'm not giving you any of my money or any of my sats. FOH. Pass is in the building. Pass says you can sell thirsty folks 100% of the desert while they scoff at 1% of a well. All right. That's a bar. See, I be having these long rants, and then Pastor comes in with one line that kind of encompasses what I want to say, and I get jealous of that. I need to learn to speak like past in parables, man, where I just drop one fire line and just walk away.
Go to seminary school, dog.
I might go to seminary school.
I learned from my pop, so I know pastors speak well. You know what I mean?
No, past is different though, bro. Past put one profound line out, man. Past practices stoicism or something. I don't listen. I told you before, I don't think it's a seminary school. I think Pass used to be a pimp, and he ain't telling us.
He said there's more than one life and every life.
Yeah, he said Pass had more than one life, but I think Pass was really out there as a pimp, yo. He had to be. That's just my opinion. Anyway, GC says Dustin doesn't like what Elon talks about on Twitter either. He was one of the billionaire donors who put up more than $20 million to run ads against Trump. Okay, so you're saying that's another part of it, where Dustin is more on the liberal side and Elon is more on the other side. But here's the question, though. Does that negate what he said? Is it just him hating, or is it any truth to what he's saying? Lorraine says, no lies detected. Ah, Dustin is also Jewish, so that's another reason why he doesn't like Elon. Elon has been saying a lot of things that people have been saying are anti-Semitic. I'll put it that way, but, you know. He on Musty seems kind of shiesty. Time will tell. It's funny about Elon because I saw Shata Malik, Coach Carter, had put a post up the other day, and he was talking about the trucks, and he was talking about how black people in general tend to like cape for Elon. Like, y'all love Elon for whatever reason. Like, Elon don't like y'all. He ain't giving y'all nothing, but y'all like caping for him. And what did I see in the comments? Black folks caping for him. Elon is this. I'm like, yo, y'all be literally out here rooting for a billionaire.
I ain't rooting against him, but I ain't rooting for him either.
But I'm like, people be out here like it's a basketball game. Like, what we doing? K. Dickie said, Tesla, let me go in the end of January, and they ain't been right since. Once you're inside the house, you see the house isn't what it seems. K. Dickie worked there and got some inside intel. All right, K. Dickie. You said a lot without saying a lot. Pastor says, when it comes to financial reporting, there are only two companies, those that fudge the numbers and those that fudge the numbers and get caught. Hey, of course, you all right over there, bro? Like, you pay attention to what I said, bro.
I'm sorry. Yeah. When my son texts me, I just, you know what I mean?
I get it. He said there's two companies, man. Those that fudge the numbers and those that fudge the numbers and get caught. Respect. Yep,
pretty much.
Elon lied about the mines his dad was operating illegally. So,
yeah. He just lived.
That's what Jesus said. Rochelle is in the building. Hey, family. What's up, Rochelle? So, Gigi said he also got outed from the PayPal CEO position because he was running a company into the ground, and Peter Thiel had to step in and make the situation better. Yeah, I've heard that too, that a lot of the companies that he heads, like, he needs to bring people in because he tends to just run companies into the ground. His whole aura is a little wild, depending upon what you read. Torian is in the building. What's up, Torian? Austin Russell is behind Luminar. Okay. I've heard of Luminar, but I didn't know. I never like looked into him to, like, do any deep research, so I didn't know who Austin Russell was. GC be on it, bro. Yes, Dustin is the Facebook co-founder. Scale AI is Alexander Wang. Hey, is this Lance, the legend? Yeah. Lance, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Lance.
Cowboy Carter holiday. Yes, I did enjoy my Cowboy Carter holiday.
I don't listen to B. Not that.
You in Houston, bro. You got to listen to Beyonce if you're in Houston, man.
Yo, I'm going to tell you this. I've never listened to a Beyonce album ever.
So, I'm
just going to... I've heard a bunch of Beyonce songs.
I'm not going to comment on that because what you said is ungodly. So, I'm just going to move on. Past says that Tesla, December 2026, 75 put closed at 835. I wonder what it opened at, Pass. He said a 75 put. What's Tesla trading at right now? Anybody know what Tesla's trading at right now? If you so, put it in the chat, or maybe Core know what Tesla's trading at.
I can look at it. Look it up right now.
Those pension folks were indeed greedy. Otherwise, where was their due diligence as fiduciaries to the pensioners? That's from Jose. I see Jose been studying for some sort of securities license, because that language right there in that comment, it come out of a textbook, man. But you are
Tesla
correct.
Is at 169 after post market.
All right, 169. So Pass got some way out the money puts. Okay, I see how you playing it. So so Pass on, like, he on his Moskowitz jaw. He like, look, if Moskowitz is right, I'm gonna get a bag. All right, Amika, I don't want to pronounce it wrong, so you can put it in the chat, let me know. Welcome to the family. You can be here every Friday now, so I don't want to pronounce your name wrong. But Amika says, very true. It seems simple in retrospect, but the execution of it is very elaborate. Corporate America, supposedly the sharpest people in the world, but they are easy to hoodwink. Omar is in the building. Amika, that's correct too. You are absolutely right. What up, O? Dominican O is in the building. Pat says, I didn't go to seminary school, but I did like the ladies. No pimp. Yeah, all right. You need more people. Omar said, ninjas don't know Elon. They don't. They be acting like it, though. I've been getting orange peeled all week. Hey, listen, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, you becoming a maxi like me, man. It is what it is. Jabbar.
Year bar.
What's really good, Bar? Bar, I know I owe you a call, bro. I was just telling Corey, I got craziness going on, Bar. Bar, I'm supposed to settle on the crib next week, so I'm going. It's wild over here, but it is what it is, man. Lance says, no blasphemy, Corey. No blasphemy.
I'm not blaspheming. I didn't say I didn't say she's bad at what she does. I just said that ain't for me.
All right, man. It's for everybody, so I'm just gonna stop. Jabbar says, beehive. Listen, man. I'm the Solange hive. I'm with you, Corey.
Now, the crazy part is I have listened to a Solange album all the way through, more than one album, more than once.
All right, so Adrian says, I'm with you, Corey. I've heard songs, but no desire to listen to an entire album.
Yeah.
We're not going to turn this into that. That's what we're not going to do.
None.
Beyonce has never made a song that can make... All right.
See?
I'm not going to do this. Jamil, stop it, bro. Stop it, bro. And that's not true either, though.
Not alone.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. So Pat says, I'm just saying, a lotto ticket in case he got his hands dirty. So that way out of the money put is a quick lotto ticket. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Now you got me thinking. Currently studying for the CFP exam, November 2025. See, I called that. I called that. I knew it. So you listen, man. I know you're studying, though. I know you're studying. I'm gonna share something with you too, Jose. I'm actually reading a book right now. I'm actually reading a book about the science of learning. I'm gonna give you the name for you, but it led me to a couple other articles and videos that I've watched that are interesting about how to retain information and how to learn. The book is called Make It Stick, The Science of Successful Learning. So that's what I'm actually reading right now. So just, you know. Lorraine says, Elon is definitely a MMM, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if another Enron, Theranos, Nikola, hashtag smells fishy. Here we go. 168.29. Yeah, we got
that. Yeah, that's so what it closed at after hours.
It closed at 168.29. Pass got the 75 puts. I got to look into that. I might even go further out. TikTok seems like it actually about to get banned. GC, I got a quick story about TikTok too, man. I know Zuck and Google happy. Yeah, because TikTok going crazy. Lies, Jamil, lie. Tell him again, Lan. He's lying. Jamil, yo. Y'all believed in him. He's a liar, whatever Funk Flex said. All right. Are y'all getting paid for these doggone ads? Oh, there's more ads popping up. Not sure about that, Adrian. I got to check, but I tried to stop it. I thought I stopped it, but, you know. Is it on Audible? Oh, it's on Audible. Just purchase. Oh, you already got it. There we go. What's the TikTok story? All right, so cool. So I like to say I ain't getting paid for this, so I shouldn't be saying it, but it's these protein shakes that I like, right? Fairlife, the Fairlife chocolate joints. They are so fire. Anyway. They generally cost like $36 for it. They high as hell for like a 12 pack. They be high as hell. And I was scrolling through TikTok the other day, and one of the TikToks popped up like, yo, we got Fairlife's on sale, $15, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, word? Clicked on a joint, bought multiple cases. Then when I put multiple cases in the bag, they gave me another $20 discount for my first time using Facebook shopping. I mean, not Facebook. I'm sorry, TikTok. TikTok shopping, right? My first time ever using it. They gave me a $20 discount. I was getting the cases for 15 a watt, which means I'm literally buying at 50% off. So I'm going crazy. $20 off. My free shipping. They took care of me. Hit the button. First of all, they have Google Pay attached to it. So it was able to be a smooth transaction. Pay for it on full. Got my sats back. Blah, blah, blah. Order got here in like a day or two. I was like, yo, this is like Amazon Prime. But I'm buying directly off of the social I'm swiping. I went back on there swiping. Now they're trying to sell me all kinds of stuff. I'm like, yo, I see where this is going. So now I need the government to ban TikTok just to save my pocket, because I already know that I already see where this is going. You know, I once had an Amazon problem, and I could see where TikTok could be even worse. They already turned it into QVC. Every content creator on TikTok is trying to sell you something. And some of them are good. So I need the government to ban it. Save my pockets. Get free speech. I need to save some chicken. Anyway, Lorraine says, GLJ, new price target for Tesla, $22.82.
Damn.
Ho, 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 ho.
$22.86. Dang.
All right. I got to look this up. Is GLJ a joke, or is that, are you serious about that? Let's see.
That's funny.
Oh, Gordon Johnson of GLJ Research. His price target is $22.86, currently the lowest price target on Wall Street. That target implies an 85% downside over the next 12 months. Sheesh.
My man from the Moskowitz School.
Wow. I know Pass to be sitting on a crazy bag if that happened. Pass like, yeah, let's go, GLJ.
Right.
$22.86. That's a crazy bear. Problem with something like that, when you're that far off from where it's trading, folks will try to punish you for doing that. Yeah, that's definitely a new movement in the community, Jose. Save Jimmy's pockets, man. We got banned TikTok. TikTok is going crazy. It's something about that format, that swipe up format of Reels, TikTok, even Shorts, that just works. Because even when I go on shorts every once in a while, and I try not to do it because I know once I go on, it's not going to be like two joints. But it's something about that. It's something about the way that works that just for socials, it just works very well. I don't know. For content creators, it probably doesn't work well because you can't get paid on that the way you can on a long form video. Do me a favor, y'all. Hit the like button, the love button. Help us fight the algorithms. Within the next 20 minutes, we'll be starting our giveaway. A couple more topics to talk about. But, you know, getting back into the Tesla talk. Pass says, those December 2026 75 puts look real good now. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. GC says TikTok is basically a CCP intelligence operation, in his opinion. GC, so here's the crazy thing, right? I don't disagree with you, but, and I know this is going to sound crazy to some folks, there two things can be true. It can definitely be an intelligence operation for another country, but it also could be kind of foul how they're just banning it like that, because now you're opening up a slippery slope, allowing them to come in, a private company, and just like, yo, you either sell or you gotta get out of our country, right? Because where do they stop with that?
Yeah, like once you open the door, where do you close it?
Lorraine says, why not? Ford trades at 1270 and Ford probably sells way more cars than Tesla. I don't know that to be fact. I haven't looked at the data lately.
Not probably.
I haven't looked at the data lately, but I know Toyota be like mollywopping them in terms of sales. Toyota be mollywopping them, and their stock and they value their company just isn't the same. Ain't no way they let ByteDance get that successful without certain things taking place behind the scenes. Yeah. So Lance says, I don't know what to think about Tesla anymore, to be honest. Lance also says, if it's China, pack your bags. So Adrian says, what's up with the camera? You like you're about to shapeshift. All right, so I think it's because I got that, what you call it on?
But the blur vision thing on.
Yeah, and the reason I got it on, the blur joint, is because the computer that I'm on right now is actually one of my worst computers. I got a couple computers, one of my worst computers, but it's the one I had next to me. So if I move, you know what I'm saying, you see it definitely like I'm about to shapeshift, though. It's all gravy. GC said, but look at how sanctions go. The U.S. been doing that. Yes, they have. And some will say they've overstepped their bounds in doing so. All depends upon how you feel about government. What I've come to learn in just talking to folks is a lot of people actually believe in government and they don't believe our government will ever do anything to harm us. They believe that our government always has our best interest at heart. And they believe that we should just obey whatever the government says. And I know that sounds crazy, but there are people still who believe in that. What do you think about that, Corey?
Don't ask me no crazy questions. Not about me on public airways.
You disagree with that?
Yeah, I'm listening. When have you ever known me to obey anything that the government says?
Okay, we're going to leave it at that then. Certain people believe in systems, man. That's what they do. It's what they do. Emeka says it sets a precedence for the War Powers Act. Also, seizure of foreign assets at will, eroded trust in financial systems. That's the scary part. Because now, if they're able to do this to TikTok, which has grew a huge business, if you're another foreign entity that operates in our country that way, how do you feel? So, Emeka, those are great. Emeka's cooking tonight. You got to come back more often. You got some great points. Lorraine says, China banned Facebook. What's the difference? Another excellent point. I was laughing the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine who is I ain't going to say what he calls himself because he's going to make me sound racist, but it's what he calls himself. But he's an Indian brother. but anyway, I was talking to him because I was laughing because all of y'all have seen that viral video of the Indian guy who was rapping and no one knew what he was saying, but everyone loves the video because he be going crazy. And they say, and he sound like the Indian version of 50 Cent. So I was messing with a friend of mine who was actually Indian. I was asking him, like, yo, have you heard this? And he was like, yo, that's crazy because he's going viral. And he was like, thing about it is he's going viral on TikTok. He was like, and TikTok is banned in India. I was like, what? And he started naming all the stuff that was banned in India. And I was like, oh, damn. I didn't even realize half of that stuff was banned over there. But yeah, so to your point, there are people, you know, a lot of times in the States where we have access to so many things, we don't have a global perspective. So we don't realize that we get access to things like Facebook and TikTok already that other people just can't get to. That doesn't register to us. All right, so let's see. GC says, just look at how they did Jack Ma. Baba been downhill since Jack Ma started talking reckless. Where is Jack Ma?
Right.
That's what I want to know. I ain't heard from the boy. It is hypocritical, though, because all facets of government have been infiltrated. It's a show. You peep what the SEC trying to do? Yeah, I see the SEC. And I see what they're trying to do in the long term, too. They're trying to make self-custody look crazy right now. The SEC going crazy right now. I see what they're doing. Another use case for Bitcoin. More sanctions, cool. More Bitcoin transactions. All right, my man O is officially, he's where he need to be, man. Adrian says, but have y'all seen the number of Chinese folks crossing the border? Yeah.
Will you cross over the border, mama?
Jamil says, I'm for free speech, but TikTok has been the most destructive of all the social apps with the widespread misinformation and useless mind mush content. Tencent saw the threat and neutralized it on site, something Meta, X, and the Gov should have done a while ago. Now, I don't necessarily disagree with everything you're saying, except for one thing. That idea of being the most destructive, I think that's debatable. Because in the communities that I serve and that I spend most of my time at, it's got to be IG. IG is such a part of, how can I give a sub-genre, a subculture?
It's like,
I don't want to say Black America. I say urban Black America, especially Philly, dog. In Philly, IG is almost like
it's a cult, a
living, breathing thing. I was telling people the other day, I was talking to a homie of mine, and he was telling me how he was having a conversation with his niece, and he was talking about young fill in the blank and who he dealing with. And what they doing, and you know, this reality show they're gonna be on. And he was like, it's like Instagram is its own world. And he was like, I don't know, the people you're talking about, the places you're talking about, none of that, but everybody on IG knows exactly what she's talking about. They have their own language, it's literally its own world. So for the community that I'm in, I will argue IG is the most destructive. Now, again, TikTok has done something by scaling younger, so they got the baby, so that's also problematic too. And from my understanding of someone who's actually traveled over there recently, they said when you get to China, the TikTok they have is not what we have. Theirs is educational. And you come over here and they got like, you know, chicks twerking and putting cameras on the ceiling. Chicks putting cameras on the ceiling so they could twerk for you. Not that I've watched any of them allegedly. All right. So Jose says, if you think the government wouldn't do harm, you have not been looking at history. Jose, Corey always tells me people don't read and people don't know history. Lance says, listen, Jose, when I learned about the army putting soldiers on its own veterans, I don't put nothing past them. And here's the thing, though, right? So even if you believe that government is inherently evil, or you believe that government isn't inherently evil, because I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is the government is run by people. In another Corey quote, people go on people, right? Human psychology is what it is. Jose says, Lance, you never lie. GC says, they're trying to slap a case on everybody and see what sticks because they can't keep indicting people. What they did for the samurai folks was crazy. I may or may not have used samurai in the past, but that's crazy. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, me and GC are talking about, SEC been going on a lot of people that run like
privacy jones.
Yeah, privacy situations within the crypto space. There's a lot in general. I heard they're going after MetaMask now. They try and clap them in the head, so we'll see.
They don't want nobody to have self-custody.
Yeah. Emeka, yeah, listen though, what they not gonna stop is my open knives, and nothing they could do about that. And I shouldn't have said that out loud, but it is what it is. Emeka says, it's weird seeing the tricknology play out. The people in the Big Brother Patriot Act crowd circa 2001 put the same controls down on themselves they claim to be fighting the Soviet Union against. Yo, Emeka is on point because that is absolutely factual. It is weird seeing technology play out. Yo, it's absolutely weird seeing technology play out. It's one of the things now that, and me and Corey talked about this, where I do more like lurking now, where I'm not on socials all the time like talking, but I'll sit back and just watch stuff because watching it play out is definitely, definitely crazy. Omar said, yams are now sold on IG. Oh, I was telling my wife today, she didn't believe me. I was like, yo, there are folks that sell dope on IG. She was like, get out of here. So I showed her. I just went on there, went to the search, went to the boy's story, and he's literally selling dope on IG. I don't know the boy. Like, it's that's how easy it is. Like, folks are trapping on IG. And they're also trapping knowing what Omar said, allegedly. You know what I mean? You know, now if they get Google Wallet. No, let me shut up. I was about to make a joke, but I don't want y'all to think different about me. All right. Jose says, folks don't even ask for numbers anymore. They ask for your IG handle. It's wild out here. That is absolutely true, and I've seen that. And Omar says, IG is definitely destructive. I agree. And because says, I think EVs are viable with the right infrastructure, but the autonomous driving is a pipe dream. Investor cash grab unless they can link all cars via grid and have sensors in every road. I had this debate with Coach Carter years ago when he told me that by 2025, the whole road will be filled with driverless cars. And I said, you are out of your mind. Remember that, Core? Because I said, here's the problem. I said, the government's not going to move that fast. They're just not going to move that, and they're not going to allow it. They're not going to allow it. So
not with all the oil companies out here still running things, they're not allowing that to move that quickly.
So yeah, I agree with you, Emeka. It is a pipe dream, but some of these pipe dreams are crazy because they use certain buzzwords and do certain things, and investors just pour capital in. But again, when you read history, you realize that this has been going on forever. They're probably learning Rust and quantum physics while the kids over there doing some viral "Let Me Tempt Death." That was a little bit I don't want to call it racist, but I get what you're doing right there, Adrian. That was kind of funny though. TikTok been on military security reports for years now. Yeah, I can imagine. Pat said they're not even trying to ban it. They forced to sell it to a U.S. company is what they want. Who's the potential buyer that lobby for it is the question. I saw an excellent point, Pat, because they said, yo, you got to sell to a U.S. company. And the companies that automatically came to mind for me, like, it seems like it's not a bunch of companies vying to buy it. And I've been thinking about this. Why is that the case? Why aren't companies vying to buy it? It's because the first company that comes to my mind is Google. You come in and buy this, this gives you a, you know, you right into the social game with all your other competitors.
Yeah, but then now they're going to get hit with the full control joint, you know what I mean? The monopoly joint. So
true.
Possibly. They won't get in that sweepstakes because now they're competing with Facebook, right? Facebook got the social eyes, and then YouTube got their set of eyes, and so it's not a monopoly. But if you grab on, if they grab on that, then now you got it. You know what I mean? Now you got to fight.
Yeah, but I still don't see a monopoly angle because what these tech companies tend to do is they all live out the Spider-Man meme when they get called antitrust. Like, Google points at Facebook, Facebook points at Google. You know what I mean? Like, Facebook has such a huge lead in social. And that's the other thing. When you read the data on social, people don't recognize how big Facebook is. And I'm not talking about all their other platforms because Instagram is its own behemoth, but Instagram's not as big as Facebook. Facebook is huge. No diddy. All right, let's see. Jamil says, IG is hella detrimental, but TikTok destroyed attention spans. How many people you know that literally can't watch educational or meaningless entertainment past 90 seconds because they're so used to swiping up? It's literally turned American minds into mush. Again, I don't disagree with it. I just don't know that if it's more destructive than IG. IG might be more destructive. Like, IG might be more... Even on TikTok, sometimes people are having fun and all.
From our data, IG is worse.
Yo, IG got everything. First of all, I know dudes that are certified street dudes that are on IG. They ain't on TikTok, right? And they do the same thing they do out in the community that terrorize the community. They do it on TikTok. You got gangbanging. I mean, on IG, rather. You got gangbanging on IG. You got people selling drugs. Like Omar said, they're selling yams. You know what I mean? Like, folks, IG is a different energy. Your thoughts on the abolishment of non-compete clauses. And are non-solicitation and non-disclosure clauses a way around that? Interesting, because I was just reading about that before we came on, that it may help a lot of employees. I think that'll be interesting. But then if you think about it from the other side, I don't know. I got to put more thought into that, Jamil, because if I have people that work for me that are doing certain things that I would want them to have a non-compete. Because what's to stop you from just taking trade secrets and just automatically going in doing your thing with all the information that you got from working on my side? So it depends upon the perspective. But now if I'm on the other side as an employee and I'm a hitman, I'm just trying to get checks everywhere. You know what I mean? Like a lot of my tech folks, dog, you can't even really call them employees, dog. They be hitmen. Whoever got the bag, that's who they're going to work for. So that's an interesting thing that I didn't read everything on it. I just saw a couple articles before I came on here. But I think it's something that'll definitely have an effect on business. Think about if you're running a business, like what happens to you if you can't enforce a non-compete? Lorraine says, who's going to pay millions of miles of roads to be repaid for these EVs? Nobody, in the words of Keith Sweat.
Nobody.
If Facebook or Google somehow buys them, I'm getting shares. But what about antitrust? Yeah. Will they approve Google or Facebook buying it? My question is, who else going to buy it? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the question. The question I got is, if it's not them, who else will buy it? I don't know. Jamil says, Soulja Boy got the bread to grab TikTok. Hey, cut it out, Jamil. Now you gotta stop. You gotta stop that. What's TikTok's what is their value? What's their market cap? Does anybody know what their value is? Like, what would it take for a company to buy TikTok? That's my thing. Like, would they risk the monopoly suit trying to get TikTok? Yeah. Soulja Boy says he will buy it. Soulja be wilding, yo. Soulja loves attention, and he's great at getting it. Emeka says, when one hair is disruptive and innovative in the pitch, they head for the hill. Diamond Dave nailed it when he said the tech sphere operates more on cult of personality than fundamentals of real metrics. Diamond Dave is the GOAT. That's our brother. And he never lied when he said that. And it's one of those things that it's easy to get wrapped into. That whole idea, because I see it all the time. I see it in the real estate game. I mean, you know, there's certain people in real estate right now who are facing bankruptcy, and people lost a lot of money, but that was all about the cult of personality. It wasn't about any metrics. It wasn't about any data. So we see it all the time. It's the whole idea of an influencer. And that was one of the actual analogies we talked about in the past about Tesla. Like, is Tesla a car company? Are they an energy company? Or are they a church? Because at some point, it's like, yo, we start thinking like, no, they might be a church. Publicly traded church.
Pretty much.
GC said, I might need to cop some Facebook shares right now. If TikTok going, then IG definitely going to get some of that user base. Yeah. That might be another thing, too. YouTube, like, well, we already set up short, so let them go. What I would do if I was going to buy TikTok and then just, you know, rename it Shorts and make it his own app. Leave everything the same. Just call it fucking Shorts. If they buy TikTok, then it's even better. Rich says Trump's going to buy it. he already got his own social platform, bro. Latoya, our sister's in the building. What's up, Latoya? All right, so I don't know. Their revenue is about $16 billion. So how much are they trading times revenue? They got $16 billion in revenue?
Dang.
So if we go 10 times revenue, that's about $160 billion.
Yeah.
It'll be difficult to remove non-compete clauses because of the proprietary tech services, et cetera. That's what they're talking about now, though, Jose. They're talking about enforcing that legally. Gigi says he thinks it's about worth about $150 billion. Non-compete clauses didn't work anyway. Most are only 3 to 6 months. You just advise the next company during that time before going in full time. I've seen some that last like a year or two, depending upon like the industry and what you're doing. Don says he thinks it's worth about 20 to 100 billy. It's a crazy range right there, Don. Not that if I got 20 billion and 100 billion, I'm probably living the same life, but as a company, that's a crazy range. The range says about 100 billion. Adrian says, according to Forbes, it's estimated that TikTok is worth $100 billion. Can I hold a little? So it's only so many people that can buy it at $100 billion, yo.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby trying to buy TikTok.
you gotta pick somebody different. You gotta say like, you know, Boosie, little Boosie trying to buy TikTok, man.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like,
Vince McMahon is sitting on $2 billion liquid after cashing out all his TKO stock. Vince is going to spend $2 billion on yams, according to that lawsuit I saw. Vince is out here doing some nefarious things. Yeah, he out here doing some nefarious things. Some people are so lazy and will take the weakest leadership ever instead of doing independent thinking. Yeah, this is true. Some people don't know how to think, though. They've never been taught to think, and that's the other part. Apple buys TikTok. How would that fit within their ecosystem? That'd be crazy, too. And they'd be like, you can't even get access to it unless you're using an iPhone. That'd be funny as hell. Don Johnson says, Diddy is going by TikTok. You got other things to worry about right now, beloved.
Yeah. You got to worry about not ending up in jail.
Adrian says, 100 billion cups of pudding. So, autopilot and level 3 autonomous driving isn't legal in all 50 states. There you go. Byron Allen will buy TikTok. Oh, you're throwing
Byron Allen got there. The actual capital to do that.
So Rich wants to put it on the record now. They killed Boosie because he tried to buy TikTok. That's a future conspiracy theory. GC says interesting to the Byron Allen thing. He's not gonna get Paramount. It's crazy because Byron keep putting his name in these joints, and they will not let Byron close no deal, y'all. He be trying to buy football teams, networks. Like he put his name in the hat, and I'm like, if nothing else, he figured out a way to get some press. It's just like, yo, I'm gonna put a bid in on this. They ain't gonna give it to me anyway. You know what I mean? Like, why they doing Byron dirty, man? Let Byron you know what I mean, cop something major, man. We need that W. I don't know how to help us as a community, but you know, it is what it is, man. They probably want to sell it to Larry Eli some for a black dude. You meant Larry Eli or Larry Ellison?
Larry Ellison is another notorious dude. That's the hustler boy.
No, Larry Ellison is Oracle.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? They're afraid they will become world star TikTok, is what Adrian said. Yeah, he said Larry Ellison, so that's what he meant, Larry Ellison. Yeah. So Jamil says, saw a vid where a cat was saying non-competes aren't an issue. Business owners should be focused on non-solicitation clauses to protect their client base and non-disclosures to protect their proprietary and intellectual property. Yeah, but
there's ways to get around those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand that perspective. And there's a little sense in there, but I still would like a little bit disagree with that, because even if you have a non-disclosure, you can't disclose certain things. If you can go compete against me, you don't have to disclose it. You know my sauce. You know what I'm saying? And you know, now you're going to be compete with me. I don't want you competing with me. I'm giving you information to work with me, not to compete with me. His son, a big time media dude. Now on the other side of that though, it's like, yo, aren't we living in a system of, is this supposed to be capitalism when we compete? But let's not act like we live in a capitalist society anyway.
We don't.
The W stands for the Weather Channel. Did you hear about A-Rod's group not having the money to buy the Timberwolves? Really?
Yeah, I missed it.
See, here's the thing, though. I know A-Rod owned a bunch of commercial real estate, so the value of that is probably plummeted because A-Rod was getting to it, but wow. Because he was trying to buy the majority. I didn't hear about that. I got to look that up. Anyway, man, with that being said, though, listen, man. Capitalism is about monopolies and oligopolies. We live in a world of cronyism.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not even a, you know, I'm
good
not a
and, shit. Good and bad.
I'm not a shit coiner, right? But how the SEC is going at some of these shit coin like operators is kind of foul, dog. Like, especially when you think of some of the stuff that bankers have done. Like, bankers then they ended the whole thing back in 08 and ain't nobody go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. With that being said, though, a couple things I want to do before we start our giveaway. We're getting ready to start our giveaway. I want to say, listen, I appreciate you guys because the support for Stack Stats at Dot Trying is crazy through the roof. So I appreciate you guys watching it, leaving the comments, leaving the feedback, hitting me up on social. I got an inbox the other day. Shout out to Phil, man. Phil gave me a crazy inbox. Phil Williams just talking about how inspired he was with Stack Sat. So that, like, you know, made my whole week. Our Wednesday show, you know, so we Monday, Wednesday, Friday, some clips in between. Friday we live like we are now, talking about whatever we want to talk about. So, you know, before we do our giveaway, I want to say, you know, shout out to y'all for the support, because we're trying to get our subscribers up. So please subscribe, share with your family and friends on YouTube. We're trying to hit 10K before the year is out. We about a little over 7K right now, so we're about 3K away. How many years do you think Embiid has? What do you think, Corey?
4 to 6.
4 to 6 more?
Yeah. Depending upon what injuries you get. Depending upon what injuries he get in those 4 to 6 years.
I'll tell you one thing. My man had Bell's palsy, bad legs, and he still dropped a 50-burger on him.
Can't do nothing to the man. He the best basketball player on earth. He just can't stay healthy.
Jokic would disagree with that.
He's better than Jokic. He just can't stay healthy.
Well, I mean, that's all. That's part of it, though. If grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa. So he can't stay healthy. I mean, it is what it is. Grant Hill can't stay healthy. So, you know.
Grant Hill was on the way to be the best player in the league.
Exactly. But my point is, there's a whole road of dudes that, you know what I'm saying? Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill. It's a whole row. So we can list them out.
What's can you imagine?
The main man from Portland that was nice. And his
Brandon Roy.
He was dumb nice.
Yeah, he was crazy with it.
So I'm just saying, like, injury prone is part of it. GC says, these big exchanges making all this money off these tokens. And they know they're shitcoin casinos. They need to put money together and get Gensler fired. They need to get new policy created. They can't keep doing this nonsense. They're going to keep doing it because all they're going to do is run the bags up until they can't no more. Like, I was reading an article that it was a link that Rust sent me. Rust sent it to me today, as a matter of fact. It was about – matter of fact, let me pull it up because I don't want to misquote this article. Russ had just sent it to me today. We were talking about it. Shout out to my brother Russ, man. Russ said, here it is. It talks about Solana. It says, 12 Solana meme coins have been completely abandoned in the last 30 days after the investors raised $26.7 million. So this is what they do. They shitcoin, they take the bread, and they just literally just walked away from the projects. They took 26.7 mil, Core. 26.7 million on these 12 various projects.
That's called rug pull, bro. And we know how it goes. That's why you take your chances with any of these, you know, coins.
One of them was straight called the Frog Coin, Temple Coin, Sorry Coin, Milk Coin. And people gave money. They rate, yo, that is crazy. Bull got 8,357 souls sent to him for this token he created called the Milk Token. One token called the Like Token. Dude got 52,220 soul. People sent him to get his token he created out of thin air. Insanity. I say that to say sometimes people like understand that they ain't playing a long game, which some of these exchanges might be on that way. Let's just milk as long as we can. Not only did one go to jail, but they forced the taxpayers to bail out the banks. Not only did no one go to jail, but we also, but I see what he's trying to say. It was a typo. They forced us to bail the banks out and didn't send anyone to jail. That's what you call like straight gangsterism. People think gangsters carry pistols and be in the street. No, gangsters carry briefcases and pens.
I told you, paperwork gangsters is way worse than paperwork gangsters. They the roughest, toughest hombres in the world, bro.
Yo, how much of those bank bailouts cost us? Think about the fact they was like, nah, y'all got to bail this out. Y'all taxpayers. Anyway.
But that's how banks.
Here's my guy right there. Hey, Phil, man, I appreciate your message, beloved. He claimed he wanted to play 8 more. What up, Phil? I appreciate you, bro. That made my whole week, man. So salute to you. He said, and B said he wants to play 8 more.
He ain't got 8 more years in those.
Yeah, because maybe 2 years in a tank. Yeah, I don't know, man. Two, at best, dude body beat up. He remind me of Greg Oden. You can't say that, though. He got an MVP. He put that. Like, Greg Oden.
He missed like 150 of his first 180 games. Like,
his body is beat up, but the Greg Oden comparison ain't fair. He put up 50 in a playoff game yesterday. Greg Oden may not have put up 50 combined in the playoffs in his life.
Yeah.
Big men bodies are built different. That part is true. I don't mean the exchanges can't keep doing this. I mean the SEC can't keep doing this. Okay, I got you. There you go. Also, you got the same message from Russ. That's what Lance is saying. Sent me something today, said 12 shitcoins got. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The same article. GC says, I ain't made on exchange. I am mad at exchanges making bread off people who choose to participate in this super risky stuff. I mean, listen, that's part of it, right? If you really do have any sort of like libertarian leanings, like I do it sometimes, people going to get hurt, but they gotta. They tell you in boxing, man, at all times, protect yourself. How much better would be life if everybody's walked around and is not trusting anybody? Like, because sometimes people be trusting people, and I'm like, I mean, you trusted the bull. You know, you know that funny, man. You know that fun wasn't buying no real estate, but I digress. I'm curious how Coinbase will stay relevant if the government goes hard on shitcoins. True. Reggie Bush got his Heisman reinstated. That was the most ridiculous thing anyway, because they're going to act like we didn't see that season when Reggie Bush was one of the greatest college players I've ever seen play.
Yo, he is the second best college running back I've ever seen play.
Who's number one of yours?
Barry Sanders. See, I watched Barry Sanders play at Oklahoma State, and I've never seen anything like that in my life.
For me, there's like a handful, and I just say all of them because they all were amazing in different ways.
I'm just talking about running backs. I'm not talking about
players. I'm talking about running backs too. Ricky Williams was out of this world. Like when I watched him play.
He's top four.
Crazy as a running back in college, and I remember, and I'm like, Ron Dane.
Yep.
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane was my number three. He ran for 2,500 yards in one season.
And the other person that people forget in college, Marshall Faulk was great. College pros, though, you name it. So I mean, it is what it is. But
and that's
I
remember watching top five. You just did my whole top five.
Yeah. So my point is, I just got them up there. They was all the greatest I've seen played. A handful of them. I can't say who's number one, who's number two, because
Barry Sanders. My number one.
I got you.
Hands down, in college that I ever seen is Barry Sanders, and then Reggie Bush, then Marshall Faulk. Like the power backs.
Hold on, you just said Ron Dane is your number three. Now you're making Marshall Faulk number three.
He ran for 2,500 and Ricky. Yeah, Ron Dane. Ron Dane.
I'm not old enough to have seen OJ play, but I heard OJ was like. So I mean, you know, it's just
what I'm talking about. I laid eyes on him.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Anyway, I just treat sold meme coins as lottery tickets. Yeah, if you decide you gotta treat it, just be careful though. Yeah, keep your head up. Be careful. Meme coin culture has been an interesting study in real time in human psychology. Lance, you have not lied one bit. People have completely abandoned what I like to call the slow grind, right? Where you just figure out something you're good at, add value, and then you invest that value. It's almost like the 40-hour work week. I got a topic, right, that I want to talk about either next week or the week after. And I'm going to give you guys a preface on how I got this topic. I might make it next week's show. So I got some homework for y'all. And I don't want you to answer now because it's for another show. But I'm going to give the homework to Corey right here. Because I was thinking about the idea of the millionaire next door. People have abandoned that whole thing. Like, people just want to come up fast. And a lot of that has to do with socials, too. But I was talking to one of my OGs. This guy is like probably the biggest black developer in Philly. Most people don't even know him. He don't even have social media. He builds whole developments. When I say that, like 45 homes, 100 homes, like stuff like that. And he's a black guy, former medical doctor, but like he's one of my mentors. So I call and get information from him and I talk to him. And one of the things that he said to me is this, though. He was talking about the idea of that book. That's one of his favorite books. And he said that the Millionaire Next Door, he said, I've probably given away 1,000 of them in my life. One of the things he likes to do when he talks to people or he speaks or whatever, he gives away that book because he thinks it's that valuable. So in our conversation, he was like, if I had to pick one book to give to someone, that's the book it would be, which is The Millionaire Next Door. So, Core, here's what I want you to think about for our next show. Your top five books that you would give to someone, and I want you to rank them from 1 to 5, and everybody else who's going to be here too.
See, you.
That's what I said. Think about it. I don't need an answer right now. I don't need an answer right now.
Because I can give you my top five now, but
but here's the thing: if you give me a top five now, by next week you probably have a different five. Because I want you to think about it. I want you to think about what are your literal top five books, and you could only pick five. And what's your number one that you, if you were trying to impart information, like this is what I want you to take. This is like who Corey is, or what I want you to learn. It's these 5 books. All right, so let me get to these comments. We're gonna do our giveaway. The pen is mightier than the sword, my lord. Amen. That's it. Stringer Bell found out who the real gangsters are. She, yeah, they saw his ass coming to Molo. Yo, by the way, Rich, I just recently started watching The Wire from scratch. I'm in the middle of season 2. Season 2 was definitely way better. All these years later, and that's another reason why The Wire is so real. All the nonsense he was doing in the street, he started playing with them folks downtown, and they spanked him bigger than any gangster on the show for some chicken. 5 to 10 generations in the future will still be paying for the 08 crash. That's crazy. Street gangsters mostly impact where they're at. Paperwork gangsters impact nations. And that's what I like, yo, we try to tell young boys that, and it's hard for them to get that perspective because all they know is what's in front of them. But it's like y'all playing a whole different game. Like, I've said this several times on here. I got a client who's a judge, and some of the stuff that he tells me is like, he buys a bunch of real estate too, but he be telling me like some of the stuff that happens in his courtroom and some of the big time guys who be back there just like snitching, and the game is basically fraudulent. And you're right, they impact nations, they impact the way we live. Like, even if you're on a local level, forget nations. There are people out there writing laws about where your kids have to go to school and the kind of food they have to eat while at school. Like, they're literally impacting your life. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm going to go off on a tirade. Mike Vick and Reggie Bush were the 2 best players I watched play in college. I heard and seen highlights of Barry. He was sick. Mike Vick was definitely crazy in college. Eric Dickerson. That was I remember Eric Dickerson a little bit before my time. Whoa, about that wallet. What's up, good brother? Just gave you a thumbs up, and that is appreciated, man. What's good with you, man? How are you? I give away books during my live shows. Yo, everybody go follow his channel, About That Wallet, man. This brother right here is doing amazing work. And, you know, there's a lot of trash content out here. And the folks that actually, you know, me and Kamari call them the Clean Glass Gang. We want to make sure we support them. So go to the YouTube channel, About That Wallet, you know, make sure we support. Yeah, man. So what else we got? Top 5. Wow. Yeah. Top 5. And I don't want y'all to answer right now. I want you to think about it. You know, probably going to do it next week or the week after, but I want y'all to think about it. See, that's the hard. Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. So I want you to absolutely think about it and not answer right now. So that's what we're doing. What else, CC? What did Method Man say about the streets? That's why they make sidewalks. What's the developer's name? GC, hit me up offline. I'll tell you. Put it like this. Me and him got the same last name.
He don't have social media for a reason.
Yeah, he's low-key. He does give back, though, like the chapter of, like, Philadelphia 100 Black Men. He funded all that. Like, he does his thing. But he, you know, I eventually want to get into RE development. I mean, listen, man. You know, let me know what you want to do. I got a lot of connects over there. That's kind of what I'm doing now. I've transitioned from just buying rentals to just doing development now. That's kind of where I'm at. I don't even want to do like rental property anymore. Realistically, dudes playing in the streets aren't even in the game. They still on the playgrounds. Ooh, Jose with bars. All right, man. Glad to see you doing good, brother. Let's see. I want to, you know, let me get to this next comment right here. Bill Gates was the biggest gangster in the 2020 in the pink sweater. Bill Gates is definitely a gangster. You know what I mean? Like, for those who don't know, Bill Gates is definitely a gangster. All right, man. So Ant-Man, make sure, you know, you share your page or whatever. Everybody go to About That Wallet, man, and, you know, salute to him. She says, I hit you up. No doubt. Hit me up about that. If anybody knows any internships, let me know. Even if they're in Philly, you looking for a Philly internship?
I think his son go to UPenn.
Oh, yes, I do go. Yo, it's funny because Rich, I appreciate you too, because someone from Penn hit me up about like a meeting, but they sent the thing like the night before, and I was traveling. I couldn't make it. So, you know what I mean? All right, so he says, yeah. All right, I'll see. I'll ask around. Someone had just mentioned it to me the other day. I don't know if their internship was filled or they still look for people. But he goes to UPenn. What's he, if you don't mind me asking, what's his major at UPenn? Earl Campbell was the first running back I saw play. Damn, I know Dan. How old are you, Dan? Dan, you must be older than us, because
I know Earl Campbell. Not in college. I didn't see Earl in college, but as a pro, the Oilers was my first team that I liked. The Oilers was the first because Earl Campbell was my favorite player.
I like the Oilers at one point in time. It wasn't my favorite team, but I just love rooting for Warren Moon because, I mean, political reasons.
This was pre-Warren Moon. He's a black brother in
Chicago who built the Obama Library and other major biz. Yo, you're talking about it's a sister, right? And I think she's the architect or what have you. She gets busy. I was watching her video on a CNBC, and I was getting jealous. I'm like, she making all this money and got to deal with these raggedy tenants I'm dealing with. All right. No doubt, Ann. I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm always going to shout you out, good brother, About That Wallet. Make sure you go follow About That Wallet. Oh, he's a finance major. I wonder where he got that idea to major in finance from. You know Rich pushed him over there. Rich, you ain't got to lie. They said Dan is older than a mother. Actuarial science. Ooh.
Damn.
All right, Rich. I'm going to see what I could do for you, bro. The pros. All right. Now, it's that time. Let me set this up, man. I got all these windows open. Let me set up the giveaway. It's time to give away Bitcoin. For those that are here for the first time, every week we give away $25 of Bitcoin. And the way we do it is pretty random. We put your name. Well, actually, you have to join our giveaway by putting a hashtag within the comments. It will add you to our giveaway. And it's just random. It picks whoever the winner is. You give us your cash tag, and we send the Bitcoin this evening. You can email me if you win. That email is buythehoodllc@gmail.com. Do not forget the LLC, buythehoodllc@gmail.com. Or you can inbox myself. I'm JW Blueprint. Or, you know, inbox Corey, Above Average Savage, or inbox By The Hood. And just give us your cash tag, and we'll take care of you. Let's keep it consistent with today's topic, self-destruction. It really ain't the, my fault.
Audience that's bugging.
All right, here we go. Go to the chat, put in hashtag Tesla. Yo, also, shout out to Ann while you're here, because, you know, we used to do this a different way, but I was watching one of your shows, and I saw you use this this tool, and I said, damn, he ain't got to type names in. So I stole this from you, brother. Just letting you know why you're here. Hashtag Tesla is what it is, though. Let's see. Pat says, while everybody's jumping in, we've been conditioned to make fast money because they know fast money evaporates like dew in the morning, because you take for granted that you can get it again. Slow money seeps deep into the soil. Yeah, man. But we got to get back to that. How do we teach having a different time preference? Not going to lie, one of the things that helped me with my journey is becoming a Bitcoiner. I can be honest about it. Like, my time preference has completely changed the more I study economics and the more I study Bitcoin. Lance wants to know, are we going to the Roots Picnic this year? I saw so here's the thing about it, Lance. The thing about it, going to the Roots Picnic and living in Philly, a lot of us don't go to it because it's just like a traffic.
Never. Traffic nightmare.
I'll let you know, because there's some folks on there that I was like, damn, I wouldn't mind seeing them, but
I can't do the crowds. I can't do the crowds. I'm not conditioned for those kind of crowds.
Respect. Miss Phoenix said, damn, man, I'm sorry about that. I'm gonna figure that out, Miss Phoenix. He said, Tay says, Pastor got away with words. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, he's a pimp, y'all. Y'all gonna believe me one day. Start calling Pastor Goldie.
Then I call that man Goldie.
And Goldie, man. Goldie, man. Hey, listen, man. Hey, Corey, what's your favorite black exploitation film? You got one?
It's probably Shaft.
No Diddy. All right, so mom might be super fly, yo.
No.
Ryan Miller.
Yeah,
Ryan Miller.
No. I'm gonna say Shaft over Superfly, but Superfly is definitely right there.
So I think the trifecta is Shaft, Superfly, and the Mac.
Yeah, two of them with pimp films, which is crazy.
Lorraine, that is definitely, that's definitely who I'm talking about. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about, Lorraine. No Diddy. Yeah. Hey, speaking of that though, Core, I was actually thinking about you the other day, No Diddy. I was watching In Time. I know that's one of your favorite movies.
And that I was that's probably, that's top five doing it.
That joint is fire. I just rewatched it.
Yo, when you rewatch it, it tell you a lot about the way we live, man. Like the little subplots in that joint.
Yeah, Jamil says really dynamite.
When they was really in the diner and she told him how she knew he wasn't from there.
Mm-hmm.
That right there was the craziest part of the movie that nobody ever even thinks about. When she was in the diner and they was talking and she was like, I know you're not from here.
I was listening to the podcast, My First Million, the other day. They had Tim Ferriss on and he was talking about the concept of just like valuing time. I mean, me and Corey got a whole book, Own Your Time and Space. By the way, if you haven't read it, ownyourtimeandspace.com. But he was talking about how he stopped chasing money, right? So he's already successful. People know who Tim Ferriss is, the 4-hour work week, blah, blah, blah. He was like, but it's hard for him to chase money. He's like, I just be doing random stuff now. He said, because I just value my time so much. He was like, because when you start making crazy amounts of money, you realize that can't buy you time. So I got to start putting more appreciation into the time I had. He was like, I do stuff like, before I even came on this podcast, I was just playing drums. He was like, no, I don't know how to play drums. I just be wanting to do stuff. Because he said, because I just want to value my time. Time, if y'all don't know what we're talking about.
If you have not watched the movie In Time,
Definitely watch the movie. That's the one with Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Now, I never thought that a Justin Timberlake movie would be my top five movies. But conceptually, that joint is just so hot that the bad acting gets overshadowed.
Yeah, Pass is laughing. By the way, this episode and every Friday episode is powered by MDC Strategy. That is our private group. Shout out to everybody watching and those in the comments who are a member of our private group. We appreciate you. We are cooking up a lot of things behind the scenes to bring to the community. But you can go to mdcstrategy.com at any time and take a look at it. And we lowered our price because I'm not going to lie. We had a bunch of members years ago. Our price point was, what was our price point? Like $100 a month, something like that? But it ain't that now. So go take a look at it, though, mdcstrategy.com. Anyway, Ant says, it's okay to say you thinking about him. No Diddy. All right, so what platform is it on? Amazon, I believe, still run. All right, let me tell you what platform is on because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go to Just Watch real quick and see where it is because I found it on the back of a truck, allegedly, possibly. But let's see what platform is streaming on, if any. In Time. So, it's not streaming anywhere. You either got to rent or buy it from all the various platforms. Apple TV, Amazon, or Google Play. Or you can go to other places and find it, allegedly. All right, y'all. Let's see how many people we got in here. So while we're about to do our giveaway, we got about 19 people, and we got way more folks watching, so some of y'all don't care. So let me see. Jimmy, have you checked out Could Have Been House? I haven't. Is that Drewski's joint? Yo, let's not have time of the day for all the content I want to consume. But I saw clips on Twitter. All right, y'all. So, again, if you win, you got to let us know that you're still here. And either you could drop your cash tag right here in the comments, or you could hit me, Corey, up, By The Hood up, or send the email, bythehoodllc@gmail.com. Good luck to everybody. Remember, Monday, Stack, Sats, or Die Trying. Wednesday is our regular pod. We talk about Black wealth and personal finance. And we go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Also, remember to do your homework. Next week, I want to know what are your five top books that you would give away to someone to kind of teach them or leave them whatever you want them to know. And put them in order, too. Not just five. I want five. Like, this is number one. This is number two. I want to see what we come up with as a community. So, Pat says, we bought into the lie that time is money. That's like believing Bitcoin is just crypto. Ooh, time's more valuable than money. Time. And money is energy and time combined. So, yeah, man, like time is valuable. All right, y'all. Good luck to everybody. Let's see who wins. And remember, you have to let us know you're still here. Let's go. And the winner is... Satisfying world, are you still here? Are you here? Satisfying world, I will give you about a minute to let me know you're still here, because you know the way we operate. Oh, I'm here. All right, already there. Congrats. So either you could put your cash tag in the comments, but if you don't want everybody spamming your cash tag, sending you money or anything else, you could just inbox me, shoot us an email, buythehoodllc@gmail.com. Send it to Corey. We have a bunch of congratulations coming to you in the comments. Champ said congrats. Don says congrats. Miss Phoenix says congrats. Jose says congrats. So satisfying world, that is totally up to you. But remember, y'all, next week, y'all, what's your top five books in order? I know my man Don gonna come through with five books because Don is a reader. Don,
about that book reading life.
And Don, if you don't have Black Titan in your top five, then you're fraudulent, because that's been your YouTube logo for the last like 5 years. So that's gotta be in your top five. Anyway, with that being said, there we go. Satisfying world. That's pretty easy. It's the same as your name. Let me take a picture of that real fast, and I will send it to you as soon as we are off here. You'll have it this evening. Congratulations. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here next Friday. Hey, listen, man, that's my brother, man. Don is my brother, man. But, you know, he been repping the Black Titan all this time. He gotta have it. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. I got to think about that too, Corey. It's funny, I asked you the question, and I've been thinking about it after he told me that. And it's been hard for me narrowing it down to five and picking a number one. Some of the easy one I thought about, like, Powernomics, but is it number one? Some of the stuff is non-traditional. Like, I love Animal Farm. You know what I mean? But again, this is for another show. You know what I mean? Top five book show.
I'll tell you this. My number one book has a woman writer.
Can I guess it?
Sure.
Isabel Wilkerson.
True. Yes.
That's your number one?
Yes. Her pen is so crazy.
No, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
Because I've read all the other books leading up to it. I read that one and then went back and read the other ones. Her pen is so fire, dog.
Yeah. I'll meet y'all next Friday. The reason I'm saying next Friday or the Friday after is because I'm going to try to make it next Friday. I got so much going on next week. I was just telling Corey, I'm supposed to settle on a house that we have built. Our house that we built is finally ready. So I'm supposed to settle on that. Y'all know moving is a pain. I got to go through the process of moving, and I haven't packed one thing yet. I got to testify before the city council in Philadelphia on some real estate data. I got so much going on that, but I will be here Friday because I want to do this book thing and I want to do a giveaway. So, you know what I mean? And so with that being said, I want y'all to think about that.
If you don't have to be here, you
know what
I mean?
No, like, man, I'm going to try to make it, man. It's just that, you know, for those that know how moving is, like, thanks, Lance. Congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, moving is a beast. And I got so much going on like this personally and business-wise that, you know. Anywho, with that being said, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Please stay safe. Remember, write this down. Write down your top five books in order that you would give away. We'll see y'all next time, man. Love y'all. Peace.